Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers here, all my fellow dads. It's great to have you guys here and to pray with you today. I also want to keep in mind, pray for all the fathers who have gone before us, all our dads who have gone before us, that they may enter into God's glory, the final beatitude this day, if they're not already there. And keep them in mind in our hearts. And the dads who may be stationed away from home, overseas, or away from their family in the military, or any other services, domestic services, whether it be away from their family this day, pray for them. And also for all of our spiritual fathers, our priests, Father Paul, Father Bob, Father David, and Father John who's coming, and all the priests, for all the spiritual fatherhood that they show to us. Thank you for all that you do to serve our Lord and your families. So since it's Father's Day, and with the readings, that the way that they kind of lined up today, I thought, you know, I'm going to kind of focus on fatherhood and the role of fatherhood and how that affects the church and the world. And so I wanted to think about, you know, how we are all called as fathers to be icons of God the Father in the world, to reflect the fatherhood of God, which is an incredible responsibility and a fearful one, you know, when you really think about it. It's so important to have good, strong fathers full of faith to lead the way for our families. In fact, a couple years ago I was listening to Catholic radio and I remembered the statistic that I heard. And then preparing for this homily, I looked on the internet to see if I could find it and verify it, and I did in a Christian publication. And the statistic is like this. It says, if fathers lead their family in an active faith life, it's like over 70% of their kids will retain an active faith life later on in their lives. If a father is non-practicing, even if the mother is faithful and active, the percentage of kids who stay active in their faith later drops to about 40%. That's like a 30% drop. That's a, you know, stark reminder of how important it is to be faithful fathers and show our faith to our families, to our kids. And no wonder we're in such trouble as a culture today. Seems like a lot of dads and, you know, guys I've known for the years kind of hung up their Sunday best for a set of golf clubs on Sunday, or want to go watch the game instead. And mom, maybe, God bless her, taking the kids to church, but their inactivity has real ramifications on their kids' faith later on in life. And that's something we can pray about and think about and maybe suggest to our family and friends who have kind of walked off from church. Bring them back, you know. You know, Catholic Christian faith is not for the faint-hearted. I think that's an important thing to remind us all. The church is in need of good dads to step back up, like St. Joseph, to lead their families through this dark and dangerous wilderness of life. And, you know, and speaking of St. Joseph, he is the model of faithful fatherhood par excellence. Most strong, devout, humble, chaste, courageous. Such a great role model, and I encourage, if you're not already, you know, fathers, to particularly pray to St. Joseph to guide you and help you to become a better man, a better father, a better husband. He's there to do that, and he wants to do that. We should turn to him for help living out our vocation, and as well to help guide us in protecting our families from the spiritual dangers that lurk everywhere today. We don't have to look that far in the culture to see that there's lots of spiritual dangers for our kids that we can help protect them from, and St. Joseph can be right there with us to help us do that. A few years ago, my family and I took a pilgrimage trip down to EWTN. Really beautiful trip. I recommend it. You know, it's an amazing place, holy place, and just, it's amazing. You know, the shrine there looks like a European church, but it was built like in the last, you know, few decades. It's just amazing. But anyway, the thing that while we were there, we went and saw one of the shows at the studio part, little ways down the road, and Father Mitch Packle was doing a show, which was really neat to see how they do a live show. And he said something. He was kind of talking to fathers that day. And something he said really struck with me and stuck with me. And what he said was, he said, "Fathers, you are indeed the heads of your family. But your throne is not the easy chair, it is the cross. That kind of really took me back, you know. Our throne is not the easy chair, it's the cross. There's your throne, Dads, right there. Jesus, who embodies us, embodies for us the eternal word of the Father, shows us our place. You know, men, we have to turn back to this responsibility, and it's time for us to step back up. I mean, all that you guys are here, you know, that's awesome. You know, you're the witnesses to this, you know, but we have to help show our fellow Catholics and Christians this truth about what it means to be a good father. And so all this turning into our readings today, I seemed providential when I was reading them and praying over them that the readings also have a very fatherly sort of message or way about conveying the message. In the Old Testament, we heard in the book of Job, we hear part of God's response to Job. And if you remember, Job has been, he's been, I mean, everything's been taken from him. He's really had it rough. And because of that, he's complaining to God. He's calling out God about what he sees as an unjust situation that he's in. You know, he's wishing that he was never born, and he's demanding God himself will explain to him, will God, you know, explain to him why he's going through this. And when God responds, it reminded me of a few times when I was a teenager, you know, thinking my dad was being unfair with me. I was sure I knew better. Dad had to give me that strong, "What do you think you know?" speech, you know? I'm sure, you know, probably many of us have heard that speech when we were growing up. In a way, we see God the Father doing that same thing with Job. What do you think you know about how things are done from the divine perspective? In that big, fatherly, booming voice coming out of the storm, as it says, right? And Job quietly, reflectively rediscovers his place again as one who cannot possibly measure God's thoughts and wisdom. And sometimes, just as our Father in heaven, dads have to let their kids know that they still have a lot to learn. But it's always done with deepest love. And on the gospel, as I was reflecting on the gospel, I saw that same fatherly way there. And the apostles and Jesus are sailing across the sea with great storms whipping up. The waves are crashing, and the boat's rocking and being tossed in the waves. Disciples are struggling to keep afloat. And Jesus is in the front of the boat, sleeping. I always thought that was kind of interesting. He's just sleeping there, right? So chaos is all around the disciples, and they're afraid for their lives, and they yell to Jesus to wake up and to help. "Do you not care that we're perishing, Lord?" And then we read how Jesus gets up, and I imagine, again, in that big fatherly voice, he turns to the sea and the wind, and he says, "Quiet, be still." And everyone and everything, including the wind and the sea, sit down, so to speak, and be quiet. And then the lesson comes from there. It's like, you know, why were you terrified? Do not yet have faith. So the strength of then teaching a lesson right there, very fatherly, I thought. And God intended this lesson all along. You know, he knew they'd be scared and worried, but he allowed them to endure it so they could learn and grow. The wind and the sea are a lot like our lives sometimes, stormy and chaotic. Our lives sometimes also feel like Job. Sometimes we feel persecuted, or things are unfair or unjust sometimes. And we cry out to God sometimes, all of us, I think, do, you know, "Why are you letting this happen?" Or, "Why won't you fix this right now?" But God knows, like most fathers know, that sometimes you have to let your children struggle a little bit. Sometimes you have to let them taste failure and loss a little bit. It always breaks your heart doing it. But you know that when it's done with abiding love, they will learn and grow from it. When they realize, you know, maybe later, why you did what you did for them, that bond of understanding and love grows way stronger. And so it is with our Father, the fatherly love of God. And by allowing us to persevere through hardships, he helps us to learn and to grow as persons and as disciples of the Lord. So again, I just want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. God bless all you mothers and wives. Help make us better fathers. That's essential for us to be good at what we are. You guys are our rock and our anchor. And St. Joseph, pray for us.